As we begin to wrap up the discussion, here are some final tips and reminders. The CAN should be used to enhance the assessment process. You want to ask yourself, how is this information relevant to the client's treatment? Also, to determine how to bill for CANs, you also want to ask yourself what information was gathered when completing the CANs. Was it mental health related, or was it targeted case management related? As for the collaborative plan development meetings, those participating in this meeting should be actively involved in the case. And also, to determine how to bill for the meeting, one should determine who was present in the meeting and who participated in the meeting. What was the main focus or discussion during the meeting? And what was the outcome of the meeting? And finally, services may be provided prior to the development of the CTP should the client's situation fall under the definition of urgent condition. We always advise, should staff have questions on whether or not their client falls under the definition of urgent condition, to please consult with your supervisor, as this would require a clinical discussion between both staff.